USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a trade war. As promised, the president has enacted a 25% tariff on goods from China.
It's an attempt to put more pressure on China, but at the same time, it is going to cause higher costs for American consumers.
That's economist Gus Boucher. According to Oxford Economics, the tariff increase will cost each American family $500 to $800 more a year. Democrats are proving to be tenacious in their attempt to get a hold of the president's federal tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee has issued a subpoena. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
If they really want the tax returns, they have to issue the subpoena and not rely on some old law and a request. It's clear that the president doesn't want to give over the tax returns. But if you do a subpoena, at least you can go to the court next to get enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. Is usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Some military moms were honored at the White House. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
As Mother's Day approaches, President and Mrs. Trump have welcomed a group of military mothers to the White House, where the president called military moms the backbone of America.
The moms serving our nation in uniform, the mothers of our great heroes, and the moms with spouses who serve in the armed forces. Your unwavering dedication and support strengthens our entire nation. Today we honor you, we celebrate you, we salute you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Many consecutive days of rain has caused major flooding in the Midwest and parts of the South. In Fort Bend County, Texas, south of Houston, officials are watching the Brazos River. Emergency coordinator Mark Flathouse.
We're going to be watching the river and turn it into a river watch event to make sure that the flow of the river and maintaining the levels.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about his cancer treatments. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek isn't holding back about his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He tells CBS Sunday Morning that his treatment produced overwhelming discomfort on and off camera. Trebek says he soldiered on to avoid canceling production, and he also talks a little bit with CBS News about how he had to get a hairpiece after chemotherapy caused his hair to fall out.
The challenge for Jeopardy! Viewers is right now is to figure out, is that Alex's real hair or is that a full hairpiece? Because they all know that when you start chemo, you lose your hair. So which is it? All right, you're looking right now.
Yeah.
This is not the real me.
Wow.
No, but on air, I'm told that there were times when the hairpiece looked better than my real hair. So we'll see how people react to that. We have the summer months off, so hopefully my own hair will grow back because I like my own hair.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.